Alrighty. Hello, San Jose Central.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Good morning.
I am really looking forward to when I see you guys in person. I miss you, and I love you all. You know that. You know,
we love you too.
Pray one more time before we get started here, please. Let's pray one more time.
Sure.
Loving Father, I am unworthy, Lord, to speak for you. But Jesus is worthy. Cover me with the precious robe of Christ's righteousness, Lord. May you be high and lifted up, Lord. May you be seen in everything that is said and done, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit to teach us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. How many of you remember the last sermon I preached here, San Jose Central? If you don't remember, it's okay. It's okay. But the last one was Hollywood Gospel.
Yes.
Hollywood Gospel. Well, this is a sequel. How many like sequels? We like sequels. You know, it's like Star Wars. How many is there? 1,500 of them? You know, everybody likes sequels. Isn't it true? Have you ever seen sequels?
Mm-hmm.
Shame of you. Why are you watching that trash?
I don't.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But the sermon title is The Stage is Set. God is seriously setting the stage on this planet of what's happening. You know, it's amazing. In Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God said, let there be what?
Light.
Now let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. And verse 1. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. You know me, I like a lot of scripture. We want to hear what God's got to say. Genesis
Amen.
Chapter 2, verse 1. Are we there?
Yes.
Amen. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God had ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Now, church, understand this. This is absolutely amazing. In the beginning, we have light. And at the end, we have rest. And in the middle, God is working. God is working on every single one of us. We need light. Without the light, you have no rest. Without the light, you have no rest.
Amen.
You know, this Sabbath class this morning was great. The Bible talking about your light shining and everything. And it's amazing how God's Holy Spirit works. It's in total harmony. So we're going to touch on this theme of light, which is absolutely incredible. I mean, incredible. Come with me in your Bibles. Go to Exodus 13:21. Exodus 13:21. Exodus 13:21. Exodus 13:21.
Amen.
Are we there?
Yes.
Amen. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. God is leading his people to give them what?
Light.
Light. Isn't that amazing? God is leading his people to give them light. This is amazing. Exodus 25, 37. Exodus 25, 37. Like I said, we're going to have a lot of scripture. This is amazing stuff. Exodus 25, verse 37. Are we there? Amen. I'll wait.
Amen.
Scripture. Okay. Verse 25:37. You shall make seven lamps for it, and they shall arrange its lamps so they may give light from it.
Hmm.
This is talking about the sanctuary service. I don't have time to go into an in-depth discussion about the sanctuary, but the main theme of it was to give light.
Light. Hmm.
That was the main theme, to give light. Are you with me, church?
Yes.
Amen. 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 Exodus 27. Exodus 27. Exodus 27, and we're going to go down to verse 20. Exodus 27, 20.
20, amen.
We there?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually. This is amazing, church. This is amazing. God is saying you have to bring the oil for the light to burn continually.
Amen.
What does oil represent in the Bible?
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. We need the oil, the Holy Spirit of God in us, to keep the light continually burning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Exodus 20:39. I'm going to get another verse on this. We want to make sure that this is rock solid, what we're learning, because we're learning together, brothers and sisters. Amen. We're learning together. Exodus 39. Verse 37. Did I get that right? Oh,
yeah.
Exodus
39:37. Mm-hmm. Who wants to read that for me? I want someone to read that for me.
I'll do that, Brother Joe.
Please do.
Verse 37, the pure gold lampstand with its lamps, the lamps set in order, all its utensils and the oil for light.
There it is again. There it is again. God is constantly trying to get us to understand what he's doing for us. It's very crucial that we understand this theme of light. Very crucial that we understand this theme of light. I have a question. When this whole war broke out, this war that started in heaven, Lucifer wanted the place of God. And God is light. Would Satan try to counterfeit the light?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is mind-boggling, brothers and sisters, we're learning together what God is mm-hmm. going to teach. Let's keep this theme going. Psalms 18. Psalms 18. Psalms 18, verse 28. Are we there?
Yes.
Psalms 18:28.
28.
Psalms 18:28. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness.
That's beautiful.
Mm. Wow. Wow. Do you know about anybody in darkness?
Hmm.
Have you ever been in darkness?
Yes.
God is incredible. He wants to bring us out of the darkness into the light. Into the light. Psalms 36. I'm looking with you. Psalms 36.
36.
Yep, Psalms 36. Verse 9. Psalms 36. Nine. This is amazing. This, when you study this theme of light, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Psalms 36, 9. For with you is the fountain of what?
Life.
Life. In your light,
we see light. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. You are the fountain of life. How many here want life?
Amen.
How many here want life?
Amen.
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 And God, this is my mind. In your light, we see light. Mm. You know, all of us have testimonies where we've come from. Mm. How the light of God has led us out.
Amen.
In your light, we see the light. Yeah, you can say amen. Joe, you're out for lunch, whatever. I like participation. Yeah. Amazing. Psalms 104. We're going to keep this going. Psalms 104. Psalms 104, verse 2. Now, catch this, church. Catch this, church. This is amazing. God's word is so powerful. Psalms 104, verse 2. Who cover yourself with what?
With light.
Light.
Who cover yourself with light as with a garment. Who stretched out the heavens like a curtain. What does God cover himself with?
Light.
With light. Do you realize, I don't know if you know this, in the beginning, Adam and Eve were clothed with light. Adam and Eve were clothed with light. But when we fell, that light left. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what I just said, church?
Yes.
No, you didn't. Let's hear this again. When Adam and Eve fell, the light left. You realize God has been trying to bring us back to the light ever since?
Yes.
God is incredible.
Amen.
Instead of just like, you know, I'll shake my hands, I'm done with this. I'll leave them in the darkness. That's not the way God works.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's continue on. This is good, church. This is good. Proverbs 6. I'm going to go to 23. This is going to blow your mind, church. This right here is going to be, this is an amazing statement. Psalms of Proverbs 6, 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is what?
A light.
The law is what?
A light.
One more time, church. The law is what?
A light.
Light. Who would have ever thought of that?
That's praise the Lord.
Who would ever? God is saying his law is light. Light. People look at God's law as a burden. They despise it. But here the Bible says God's law is light.
Light.
Man. Now, why would it say that? Think about this, church. What do you think would happen in America if people stopped stealing?
Oh, beautiful. No more door locks.
Would you say there would be light?
Yes.
What if people stop murdering?
Yes, that would be light.
Lord help us. Do you see what's going on here? Do you see what God is trying to teach us?
Yes.
Light is in his law.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is the manifestation of the light. Mm. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. This is good stuff, church.
It's good stuff.
Hey, yeah. Yes.
Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Now this right here, church.
Chapter 5,
verse 20. This right here, church, is where it gets the controversy, where God starts revealing it, the light and what's going on. Mm. Isaiah 5:20. Isaiah 5:20.
Mm.
Woe to those who call good and evil good. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Mm. And put darkness for what?
Light.
And light for what?
Darkness.
Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Right, this right here is so powerful.
What's going on right now?
This is exactly, I got a whole church right here in person listening.
Amen.
This is what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
People are putting darkness for light. And light for darkness. Who do you think's behind that?
Satan.
What did Satan want to be?
Counterfeit.
God. It's a counterfeit.
Counterfeit. A brilliant, brilliant strategy. There's just one problem that this tyrant doesn't realize. God's greater than him.
Amen.
And God is exposing his program.
Amen.
The stage is set.
Yes.
The two directors are directing.
Mm.
God is directing people to the light. Satan is trying to direct people to a light, but it's a counterfeit light.
Mm. Yes.
Are you with me, church?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's crucial we understand this. What is God truly trying to set the stage for? What is really going on? All this light, and God keeps talking about light, and what is he setting the stage for? You know, I have a friend that puts a lot of posts on Facebook of the universe. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful pictures. And it's just always light and beautiful colors. How many have seen those pictures of the universe, all the different pictures out there?
Different colors.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible? And it's all light. Do you realize, church, this is amazing. God is setting the stage for the greatest light show, the greatest manifestation of light the universe has ever seen. Do you hear what I just said, church?
Amen.
God is setting the stage for the greatest light the universe had ever seen.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of John. Let's go to the book of John. Chapter 1. John chapter 1. This is amazing, church. This is amazing. John chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 1. In the beginning. Remember earlier we read in the beginning? Where did we read that in?
Genesis 1.
Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. In the beginning was the Word of God, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. We're going to go all the way down to verse 11, from 1 to 11. And all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and that life was what?
Light.
Whoa!
Light.
Whoa! Whoa! That life was the what?
Light.
The light.
Light.
Amen.
What was the light represented by? The life of Christ. Mm-hmm. And the light shines in the where?
Darkness.
The darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness to the what?
Light.
To the light.
Light.
Yeah. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that that was the true light that gives light to every man coming into the world. This is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. God is just focusing in. He's focusing in like a laser. This is the light. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him.
Mm-hmm.
He came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. Wow. Wow. This is mind-boggling, church. Catch this. Catch this. The whole Old Testament was teaching us about the coming of the King of the universe to manifest the light to the world in the flesh. And when he came, the people that had the light, if I may say, they rejected the light. Did you just catch what I said, church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is history possibly going to repeat itself? Here the light came, and the people that had the light, supposedly, they had the oracles of God. They had the teachings of God. They had the teachings of the light. And when the light came, they rejected him.
Mm.
How? Church, how can this be? What went wrong? What went wrong? We have to ask this question, so we don't get stuck or caught in the same conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
They had the word, they had the oracles, they had all, but yet when the true light came, they rejected it. Powerful. I submit to you why they rejected it. Satan had pulled a counterfeit light.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were following the light. In all actuality, they were following the deception of the enemy, masquerading as light.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that, church?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's exactly
yes.
What
yeah.
That's exactly what happened. God, in his mercy, goes the second mile with humanity.
Amen.
God, in his mercy, goes the third mile with humanity. God, in his mercy, goes the fourth mile with humanity. God, in his mercy, goes to endless measures to reveal the light to the darkened minds of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Why? Because he wants us to understand the issues. There is an enemy. There is an enemy that is masquerading darkness for light. And the stage is set. The stage is set for the grand finale. Are you with me, church?
Yes.
They just said for the grand finale. Now, catch this. Catch this, church. Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, chapter 5. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew 5, 14.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
Yes.
This is Jesus talking. This is amazing, church. This is amazing. You are the light of the world. You're what?
Light.
Light of the world.
Church. Dude, seriously? Seriously? Did you hear what God just told you?
Amen.
He's telling us, yes.
Did you catch what God told you?
Yes.
You are the light of the world.
Amen.
God is counting on you. He's counting on me to shine the light.
Amen.
Now, is it us? Is it actually us?
No. Christ in you.
Amen. I have the church over here. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are the light of the world when you let Jesus in.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen, church. So, we're going to go into a supernova of light. Okay? Of light that is so bright, it's incomprehensible. Did you catch what I just said, church?
Yes. Wow.
Light so bright, it's incomprehensible. I mean, absolutely amazing light. Let's go there, church. Let's go there. Matthew 26. Matthew 26. We're going to go down to verse 59. Matthew 26, down to verse 59. We're going to read quite a bit here. We're going to break this down. Let's start with 59. And the chief priest and the elders and all the council sought a testimony against Jesus to put him to death. Church. Who sought it?
Priests.
Who?
The high priests.
The leaders. The
chief priests.
Church, catch this. The church leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The religious sect. this is amazing. The religious system. The religious system. Okay, church, keep that in your mind. Sought to put him to death. What? Didn't Jesus say you're the light of the world?
Yes.
And here this religious system that is supposed to be the light of the world is seeking to kill the light. Wow. Put them dead, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last, two false witnesses came forward and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy this temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days. That is a powerful, powerful statement. He said he will destroy this temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Church, what was their whole economy? What was their whole system based on? The temple service, the sanctuary service. And Jesus says, I am going to destroy this, and in 3 days, I'll raise it back up. They had totally lost the mark. The whole system pointed to Jesus Christ, the true light. Are you with me, church?
Amen.
Amen. But at last, two false witnesses say you'll destroy the temple. And the verse 62. And the high priest arose and said, do you answer nothing? What is this that these men testify against you? But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said, I put you under oath by the living God to tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said, Jesus, the light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is as you say. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
Amen.
Here the light of the world is telling these darkened minds that didn't comprehend it, this is what's going to happen. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have a witness? Look, and now, and I heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, he is deserving of death. Now, church, catch this. Catch this, church. I said a supernova, the brightest light the universe has ever seen, is happening right here. The God of the universe is demonstrating the true light, the light of his love to humanity. Absolutely incredible. And they spat on his face. Church, this is the Creator. They spat on the face,
Jesus,
of our Creator. He could have did anything. And they beat him. And others struck him with the palms of their hands. They are literally terrorizing, spitting and beating our Creator. But the light of God's love, the light of God's love would not cave in.
Amen.
The light was looking through the darkness.
Amen.
And others struck him with the palms of their hands, and they said, prophesy unto us, Christ. Who is one who struck you? Powerful. Now Peter, outside in the courtyard, and the servant girl came to him, saying, you were also with him? Now Peter gets dragged into the scenario. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know who you are. And when he got out the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, this fellow also was with Jesus. So now, Peter, church, this is what happens when we try to follow Jesus from a distance. Did you catch what I just said, church?
Yes.
This is what happens when we try to follow Jesus from a distance. We want to be with Jesus, but we don't understand the depth that God is trying to lead us to and what it is going to cost us. Jesus, Peter was all in until, until he seen this can cost me my life. Brothers and sisters, when it's coming down at the end of time, a lot of people that are following Jesus from a distance and think they're following Christ, I'm going to tell you right now, when that death decree hits, a lot of people are going to turn away. Do you hear what I just said, church?
Yes.
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 Amen.
Yes. Verse 71. And when he had got out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were, fellow, Jesus, this man was with Jesus of Nazareth. But again, he denied it with an oath, and I do not know the man. Now, check it out. Peter's saying, I don't even know this guy now. Mm. Now, wasn't before that he said, I'll die with you, Jesus?
Yes.
Didn't Peter say that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't know our own selves.
Yeah. Mm.
We do not know our own selves. Jesus knew him.
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't Jesus say you will deny me?
Yes.
God is so good. The light of God's compassion for us, even though Peter did, he was still for him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I do not know the man. Verse 73. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, surely you're one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse. Now he's really, really playing this off. Now he's cursing and swearing, I do not know the man. Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you shall deny me three times. So he went out and he wept bitterly. You know what, church? When Peter, I believe, because Jesus said, when you are converted, feed my sheep. I believe the whole time Peter was following Jesus, he was not converted until this scenario. Mm-hmm. When he seen his Lord, the abuse that they were doing to him. And in the book of Desire of Ages, she says, when the cock crowed, Jesus looked at Peter.
Lovingly.
Mm-hmm. And Peter looked at him. And he only saw the face of compassion and love, not condemnation.
Amen.
Praise God. I believe at that point, Peter was converted. Mm-hmm. He went out and he wept bitterly. He went out and he wept bitterly. We're going to continue on. Matthew 27. Matthew 27. 29. Matthew 27, 29. Matthew 27, 29. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spat on him. And they took a reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and put him on his own clothes on him, and they led him away to be crucified. Brothers and sisters, the greatest light the universe has ever seen is shining right here. God's love for broken humanity is shining the brightest at the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
The brightest light the universe had ever seen. Why? For humanity that was in darkness of Satan's deceptions. You know, I said there's two directors. God is the director of life, love, compassion, tenderness, mercy. Satan is the director of pain, suffering, chaos, death.
Yes.
We're all following one of two directors. We are. Satan is the greatest Hollywood director ever. Mm-hmm. With that being said, here we are at the end of time. Now, this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. God is bringing us full circle. Full circle. You remember in the beginning, I said there was light and rest. Light and rest. At the end of time, church, what is the issue? What is the issues at the end of time? It's over light and rest. Did you catch that, church?
Yeah, who is the true writer?
Revelation 14, the three angels' message. Revelation 14, the three angels' message. What is that message all about? What is that message all about? The first angel has the everlasting gospel, the true light. Did you catch what I just said?
Amen. Yes.
The true light, because Satan, oh Lord, help us get this. Satan has pawned off a counterfeit gospel and masquerading it as light. Do you realize this? What's going on?
Yeah.
Satan has pawned off a counterfeit gospel as the light. And the majority has bought into it. Now, let's go to Revelation 18. Go to Revelation 18. Revelation 18. Revelation 18, verse 1. Revelation 18, verse 1. Are we there?
Amen.
Amen. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated. Another verse says it was lighted with his glory. God is saying the last message to the world is about the true light. Did you catch what I just said, church?
Amen. Yes.
The three angels' message, is about the true light. Amen. And exposing the counterfeit light. Amen. That's what it's all about, brothers and sisters. God has brought it full circle. Now, this is amazing. This is amazing. Go to Revelation 14. Revelation 14, verse 11. Revelation 14, verse 11. Make sure I got the right one here. Revelation 14, 11. Amen. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. They have no what?
Rest.
They have no what?
No rest.
They have no rest. Wow. They are not who worship the beast and receive his image, whoever receives the mark of the beast. You realize God is telling us those that follow this false light have no rest.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that, church?
Yes.
Those that follow this false light have no rest. Brothers and sisters, God has blessed us with the true light of the knowledge of the Son of God. At the end of time, the whole religious system, the masses are going to be following a false light. Woe to those who put darkness for what?
Light.
For light.
That's what we're coming back to, the same thing again. The question is, are we following the true light? Are you following the true light?
Amen.
Church.
Amen.
Are we following the true light?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is counting on us to spread the three angels' message to a world that has been pawned off a false gospel masquerading as the light. Satan has done a brilliant job. I mean, absolutely brilliant job as clothing himself in light. The Bible says Satan himself is transformed into an angel of what?
Light.
That's what he's done. The whole religious system is following Satan, masqueraded as light. And God has got this little tiny group of people that are saying, no, that's darkness. This is the true light.
Amen.
God is counting on us. I want to read something from the Spirit of Prophecy. This is from Ellen White. This is amazing what she has to say. Because the light of God is all about the love of God.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
Amen.
She titled it, What Love Does. This is from Ellen White. What Love Does. She quotes Psalms 146:2. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have all of my being. Brothers and sisters, do you live to praise God with all of your being?
Amen.
Do you live to bring people to the true light? For over half a century, now she goes into her testimony. For over half a century, I have been the Lord's messenger. And as long as my life shall last, I shall continue to bear the message that God gives me for his people. I take no glory to myself. None. To his people, testimonies of encouragement, warning, and reproof. For 60 years, that's a long time, brothers and sisters, I have been in communication with heavenly messengers. I have been constantly learning in the reference to the divine things and in reference to the way in which God is constantly, praise the Lord, constantly is working to bring souls from the error of their ways to the light. To the light.
Amen.
In God's light. It's amazing how she quotes light. When I was putting this together, I said, Lord, you're incredible.
Amen.
I love God. Ellen White, bless her heart.
Amen.
I love Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I feel I am in intense interest into every soul who claims to be a child of God. I am determined to be faithful. Brothers and sisters, are you determined to be faithful?
Amen.
The Bible says he that it endures to the what?
To the end.
To the end. Mm-hmm. That's right. I am determined to be a faithful steward so long as the Lord shall spare my life. I will not fail nor be discouraged. Brothers and sisters, I got something to share with you when I am there and in person that I went through in my life that I'll share with you in person. I'll wait till then. For months, my soul has been passing through intense agony on account of those who have received the sophistries of Satan. She says she was agonizing over those that have been deceived for Satan. Do you agonize, brothers and sisters, over our brothers and sisters that are out there that have been deceived by this false light, by this false gospel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about that. Do you have a burden for the lost? If you have no burden for the lost, it's seriously, seriously time to get on your knees before our loving God and say, Lord, I need you to change me. Transform me through Satan and communicating the same to others. We're making every conceivable interpretation in various ways to destroy the confidence in the gospel message for this last generation. She's saying Satan is doing everything he can to misinterpret, to misinform, to misunderstand the last message to humanity. God is counting on you. God is counting on me.
Amen.
Amen. And a special work which God has done to me. I know that the Lord has given me this work. Do you know that the Lord has given you a work?
Yes.
Yes. He's given us all a work. Mm-hmm. I have no excuse to make for what I have done. I, in my experience, I'm constantly receiving evidence of the sustaining, miracle, working power of God. Amen.
Amen.
Every one of us could testify to the miracle working power of God. If you're right here listening right now, it's a miracle from God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Upon my body and my soul, which I have dedicated to the Lord, I am not my own. I have been bought with a price. I have such an assurance of the Lord's working in my behalf that I must acknowledge his abundant grace. I love the Lord. I love my Savior. And my life is wholly in the hands of God. As long as he sustains me, and I shall bear a decided testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
That's powerful. That's powerful. God is counting on us to bear a decided testimony.
Yeah.
You know, I had someone send something to me on Messenger. I get a lot of stuff sent to me on Messenger. And it was a conference president. I'm not going to mention which conference or whatever. It was a conference president. And the book, The Sunday Law, was being distributed. And the media got a hold of this, and they said, what is this? Is this some kind of conspiracy theory? What's going on here? And the conference president backstepped and said, we don't believe that in that way.
Mm.
Now, this was an opportunity where millions of people of the secular world are watching this. And he dropped the ball. God have mercy, but he dropped the ball. And later, Seventh-day Adventists said, what did you just do? And then he tried to backtrack and say this, and he tried to cover it all up. He fooled a Peter, if I may say so. He fooled a Peter.
Mm.
I want to read another quote here from the Spirit of Prophecy, and we'll finish this up. In a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as a watchman and light bearers. And what?
Light bearers.
To them has been trusted the last warning for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. They have been given a work most solemn, important, proclamation of the first and second angel's message. And there is no other thing of great importance. They are to allow nothing else to absorb their attention. There it is, church. God has blessed this church with a special message of light shining from His Word for these last days. Will you be faithful?
Amen.
Will you be faithful?
By God's grace.
Let us pray.
Amen.
Loving Father, we thank You, Lord, that You just demonstrated the greatest light the universe has ever seen, the light of Your love shining from Calvary. You're counting on Your people, Lord, to go out to a world that's in darkness, that have put darkness for light and light for darkness. Lord, help us to be faithful. Save us from ourselves. Transform us, Lord. We need a total transformation.
Amen.
To proclaim the good news, the light of Your love for broken humanity. The world is hurting, Lord. They bought into a lie. You're counting on us, Lord, to share the truth of Your compassion, Your goodness, Your mercy, that You want them to live with You forever, Lord. Help us to be faithful to this message, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, church.
Amen.
In Him is...